Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from August the 21st, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at Friday's performance, bit of a mixed bag for the indices we follow on the video. We did see the Russell 2000 finish up 51 basis points, but that was not long after we saw many U.S. equity charts move lower with action in the morning. Ultimately, some, as we see here, closed in with positive action and closed in positive territory for the day. Again, Russell 2000 leading the way to the upside of 51 basis points. From there, we actually saw emerging markets down 67 basis points. And then from there, the NASDAQ composite down in negative territory, along with the S&P 500 just slightly in negative territory, down one basis point there. Looking at the chart action of the S&P 500, we do see with Friday's action that it comes down to test support here at 43.40. Still not a sell signal as of yet. That would come with a move below 43.20. From here, reversal back into X's comes with a move above 4,000. On the chart of the Russell 2000, although it was at the end of Friday's action, the top performing index, we did see a trade lower in the morning, as we noted many charts did and many indices did on Friday's action. And ultimately, RUT fell below this 1840 level, violating its bullish support line. We're now keeping an eye on support here at 1820, 1830, but seeing that bullish support line taken out, obviously notable in some fashion as far as the technical breakdown. Looking at indicator action right now, we did see that PT for SPX reverse down last week. Still see the PT for NYSE sitting in a column of X's. Right now, still above that 50% level. Also see the bullish percent for the NYSE above the 50% level as well. Still suggesting that the majority of stocks are trading on point and figure buy signals as well as in a positive trend. On the emerging markets front, as we noted, EEM was the low performer of the indices on Friday with that action fell below 38.50, taking out its bullish support line, somewhat similar to RUT there, trading lower in the morning, ultimately kind of rebounding a little bit, but ultimately seeing that technical breakdown. Now looking at support at 38 as well as at 37, which is that March low from this year. Now, on over to the asset class group scores page, the reason we wanted to note this morning is we do see that money market percentile rank continuing to inch up a little bit, especially over the past week. And if we scroll down here, we're looking at that all groups view. The U.S. money market group is sitting just below that score of 3. It's kind of stayed between 2.5 and 3 for some time now. Well, we've seen move below U.S. money market over the past week. We see non-cyclical down there, along with convertible bonds and financials, communications. Some of those somewhat lower RAS here recently areas or somewhat lagging areas, although we've seen pretty good rebound out of financials. It's just backed off a little bit after a pretty furious rebound. Also seeing some international equities and mostly fixed income in this lower echelon of what we would look at as far as the asset class group scores page. Now, looking for the rest of the week, we do have a few earnings. Retail earnings are continuing this week. The two primary names we look out for this week come on Tuesday, and that's first going to be Lowe's, L-O-W. It is a 3-for-5 presents a pretty different technical picture than Home Depot right now. Still a positive attribute name, as we noted, 3-for-5 there. While it does sit lower in that building sector matrix, there are some names that obviously rank higher, but this is a slightly better technical picture than what we see on Home Depot's chart currently. Even with the recent action, we saw it break out above that resistance there at 220, and recent action has brought it down to hold that resistance there at 220, which is pretty healthy chart action all in all. Obviously, a move to 216. We've seen some charts move below prior resistance, so wouldn't be too surprised, but really the fact that LOW is holding this support here at 220, this prior resistance, is a positive in some way, silver lining, if you will. From here, a reversal back into X's comes with a move back above 232, and we see the bullish support line there at 200. Another one that we'll see report on Tuesday is going to be Dick's Sporting Goods, DKS. It's a 4-for-5 right now. Has rallied through the summer months, giving 3 consecutive buy signals, but did meet resistance here at 150 here recently. Is now reversed down to 144. We'll keep an eye on that, see if a positive earnings report is able to potentially push it up above that resistance there at 150, 152. From there, we'd also keep an eye on support at 140 and 136, which is the bullish support line. But again, those are just the two major ones that we see reporting on Tuesday. Retail earnings do continue this week, so keep an eye out for potential retail names that you may have in your client portfolios. But as always, feel free to give us a call if you have any potential questions about a stock you may be looking at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.